Today being the 17th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 17th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of the Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with the Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Madibelo University Zaria chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. Eid of Ramadan continues from the 31st ayah of Surah to Muhammad. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lokene will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو نشاء لأريناكهم فلعرفتهم بسيماهم ولتحلفنهم في لحن القول والله يعلم أعمالكم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولو نشاء لأريناكهم فلا عرفتهم بسيميهم ولتعرفنهم في لحن القول والله يعلم أعمالكم. الله تبارك وتعالى is continue explain to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, these people that refuse to follow the pleasure of Allah, and Allah has destroyed all their work. The old Prophet ﷺ, have patience. If Allah so wish, and they should know that if Allah so wish, He can remove their hatred for everybody to see plainly that they don't like to follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ. Then Allah is now telling the Prophet, oh Prophet, have patience. Launa shao. If we so wish, we could have shown them to you clearly. By putting a mark on them, when you see them, this mark will show you that this one is a munafiq, that one is a munafiq. But you surely will know them by the kind of statement that come out from their mouth. Allah, He knows the work of each one of them. This, particularly, it happened because those of them that are munafiq, their tongue is different from the tongue of the ordinary people. A munafiq can come in several ways. Munafiq is a hypocrite who is only showing people openly that he follows you. In his mind, he does not desire you. Either you see cowardice, indecision with him, or you see his statement is not orderly and is not structured, or you see that he's not consistent, or you see sometimes overzealousness in him. Like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have people like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who is a known hypocrite. When the Prophet comes to sit down, he will come and be hovering economics on him, praising him. Look at this man, he is the Prophet. Nobody is the Prophet but him. All of you, listen to him. Whatever he says, obey him. All these extra people will look at him as the one who is staying with the Prophet most, but in his mind, he doesn't want the Prophet. So there are people like that. When, if there is somebody in government, they go to the person in the government, whatever he says, they say he is the correct person. He knows what he's doing. But inside him is a munafiq. There are also those that they claim to be with you, but they are just waiting for a small mistake from you. Then they will take advantage of that. There is a time Professor Lasama came, he was seen in a place where something serious will be discussed. He said, "You stand up, you are a munafiq. You stand up, you are a munafiq. You stand up, you are a munafiq." Which means he knows them. And this munafiq we are talking about now is at the time the Prophet was in Medina. And what normally brings about munafiq, when you are strong, then you have hypocrites surrounding you. When you are weak, nobody's hypocrites don't come to you, because there's nothing for them to take from you, and there's no, they are not afraid of you. If you do something that is not likable to them, they will tell it to your face. But when you have become strong, hypocrites will be around you. And at that time, the hypocrites in Medina around the Prophet were over 300. There is a man called Huzaifa bin Yaman, the Prophet, he wrote all the names of these hypocrites, which means he knows them. And he gave them to this Huzaifa. He said, "Please hold these names. You are going to do a secret work for me. Each of these persons, I want you to watch their movements and watch who they mix with and where, watch where they go to and everything about them." That's how you started having secret service. Huzaifa was watching each of them. Whenever any of them is making a move, without anybody knowing, he's watching. So that, because some of them are going outside to betray the Prophet. So before they move, the Prophet already knows, he knows what action to take. Since they have not come out that they are against the Prophet has not come out that he's against them. To the extent that by the time Prophet Lassama, he left the world, Sayyidina Abubakar was the leader. He didn't stay long, 2 years plus, he left. Sayyidina Umar came. Sayyidina Umar called Huzaifa bin Yaman. He said, "Oh Huzaifa, I know that there is something secret between you and the Prophet. That you knew the munafiqs, because there is a way you watch people. Can you kindly avail me of the list of those people that you know, so that I can be careful, cautious in my government?" Sayyidina Huzaifa said, "Oh Umar, that is between me and the Prophet. What is between me and the Prophet is secret between me and him. Nobody else knows it." Sayyidina Umar was disturbed. "It's okay, Huzaifa, I want to beg you for one thing. In that list, am I among them?" Huzaifa said, "No, you're not among, you're not in that list." Sayyidina Umar fell down, prostrating, thanking Allah that he's not among them. Look at Sayyidina Umar, the extent he believed in the Prophet, he was never sure of himself. A Muslim should never be sure of himself before God. Don't ever be sure of yourself that, "Look, nothing can happen to me. Who are you? You are a servant of Allah. You are a servant of Allah, a slave of Allah. If they put you to hell, nothing will happen. Allah has no relative. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah has no relative. You don't have Zawul Arham, but you don't know I'm a relative." No, you are a slave of Allah. So don't be too sure of yourself anytime, and you do whatever you want. So Sayyidina Umar did not do that. But Huzaifa said, "I paid attention. Within some months, all those people that were in his government, that were in those lists, he explained them out. How he knew, I don't know." So that's what Allah is saying here. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَهْجَةِ الْقَوْمِ لَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمِهِمْ وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَهْجَةِ الْقَوْمِ I will have shown them to you so that you know them by their mark, but you certainly know them from the way they talk, from the way they move. All of you, the work you are doing, Allah knows all your work.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling all of us now, oh you mu'min, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. We shall test each and every one of you, hatana alam, until we know, make people to know, mujahideen aminkum, those that strive in the cause of Allah, striving in the cause of Allah. Atana mujahidin minkum wasabirin, and those that have patience for Allah's sake. Wa naqulu akhbarakum, whatever is being said of you, this person is like this, this one is like this, those are informations about you. Wa naqulu akhbarakum, we shall test those informations, are they true? Because somebody is going to say, Ka, this man Ka is a man of Allah, he knows Allah. Allah said, I will test. So people will know, is it true what they are saying or it is not true? So which means all this test is not for Allah. Allah already knows what everybody is. But we came to the world, everybody said, this man Kai is a quiet man, he's a nice man. He doesn't have hand in anything that is filthy. Allah said, okay, if that is the case, I will show it out. Allah will make Satan to try to overcome you with relative to women, then they will see. You will try to send Satan, then Satan will try to overcome you relative to things that have to maybe stealing money, and you will not. Or somebody will come and offend you, and everybody will see how you treated him. With all this, Allah will then be able to test, and everybody will know what people are saying about you. You are like that, or you are not like that. That's why Allah is saying here, Wallahi, walanabluwannakum, I am going to test all of you. Hattana alamal mujahideen aminkum wasabirin. Who are those that are striving for Allah's cause? Wallahi, we will test you until we know it. It's like all of you are in the university here. It's enough for you to follow the teacher and know what is medicine, and know what is engineering, and know what is pharmacy. But you shall be tested to know who among you is a first-class person. Who among you is a second-class person? Who among you is a third-class person? Who among you is of no consequence? That's why every time there's an examination. So the whole of this world is built for that examination. If somebody goes about saying, ah, I have my father is like this, is like this, is like this. One day Allah will test. People will know what this is being said about him is true or is not true. That's why that's been a one abluwa akhbarakum. All the information that people are circulating about you, or you are circulating about yourself, Allah will test you with it. People, when they are going to contest election, they say, when we come to government, we shall do this, we shall do this, we shall do this, we shall do this, we'll get this road ready, we'll do all this. Then Allah is waiting. After you are coming to government, maybe there was money, Allah can reduce the amount of money that used to come to see, will you fulfill your promise or not? You said you will do this. Is that what you did? You said you will do this. Is that what you did? You say you will not do this. Did you go and do it? So let us all be very careful. Jihad, like we said the other day, jihad is fighting in the cause of Allah. And this jihad is continuous throughout your life, from the beginning of your life to the end of your life. You are either fighting yourself. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qatilul ladhina yalunakum min al-kuffari waliyajidu fikum ghilza. Fight the closest person to you that is denying. Is denying it to who is that? You yourself. Have to fight yourself. If you are not disciplined, how can you discipline others? Till today, don't you see your failures? You wake up in the morning, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. You plan, why are you able to achieve it? Did you fail to achieve it because of your lack of discipline, or because you had obstacles that was bigger than you? You said, okay, as I come, this is what I will try to achieve. Why are you able to achieve it? So there is this jihad that you have to start within yourself, fight yourself. That's why the first Laslama, after returning from the last expedition that he went, that is the expedition of Tabuk, which was very difficult for all of them. They did not fight at the end with the enemy, but they suffered on their going because it was almost close to 700 kilometers. In the sun, heat, no water. By the time they returned, Prophet Muhammad said, Rajana min jihad al-Asgar ila jihad al-Akbar. Today we have returned from the smaller jihad to the bigger jihad. The companion said, oh Prophet, which one is small jihad? What we went now is small jihad. This is that small jihad. Then where is the other jihad? Said jihad nafs. Fighting your own self to put it aright is the real jihad. That's why it's so funny. When people stand up every time, they are preaching. You are preaching, people are not listening to you. You are abusing people for not listening to you. that they must do this, have you been able to correct your own self? Fight the closest person to you. After fighting yourself, what of your family? What of your children? That's how you do. Then this jihad, there is the physical one. The physical one is the one that you have to come out now and fight. If it's physical one between you and your family, who is the imam of the family? You. Is there anybody contesting your imamship? No. You go ahead and do it. If it's between you and the community, are you the leader of the community? You are not, which means you can't take decision. Leader must be aware of that decision. Like a governor. Governor is leader of his community. There are things that he can, decisions he can take, nobody else can take but him. They find on this street people are taking alcohol. People are, he hears that there is a gang that is always still here. He can ask the police, go to that place, close this one up, close that one up. Who will ask? Not nobody, they will do it. So you, there is no physical jihad except there is an imam. That's why Muslims today cannot come together and say they are doing jihad. Who is your imam? Then there is, apart from that, there is a verbal jihad. This one, people say, you have right to say whatever you want to say, as long as you don't abuse anybody. So when you see something going wrong in the society, that is jihad. You have to stand up and write about it. You write, you stand up, you speak about it. Send messages like people are doing today in social media. We hear the government is going to do such and such and such and such. What he wants to do is wrong. It will not bring goodness. So they will do that. But if you know doing that, it can lead to your arrest and people will destroy you, then you don't have to. Go gently, because you are not being given the permission to do jihad openly. Then there is jihad that is jihad within yourself. Every day you sit down. Rasulullah said, what you get, we had the he said, if you see something wrong, change it with your hand. If you can't, change it with your tongue. If you can't, change it with your heart. He didn't say accept it. No, change it with your heart, and you can change it with your heart. Because sometimes your heart can be stronger than your tongue. When? Are we not in Ramadan now? Are we not fasting now? When you are fasting in Ramadan, you are close to Allah. فَإِذَا أَسَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي. After Ramadan, he said, لَا لَمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Then Allah now went, he said, فَإِذَا أَسَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي كَرِيبٌ. وَجِبُوا تَعَوَتَ الدَّائِذَادَ أَنْ فَلْيَسَجِبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي وَلَا لَمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. He said, if you, people that are pious, are a state of piety, if they ask of me, tell them I'm close by. فَلْيَسَجِبُوا لِي. They should be seeking me to answer their prayers. The prayers you do now is very strong. Stand up at night. Pray. Allah. Look at what we are in Nigeria. Look at how people are ridiculing Islam. Allah, strengthen Islam. Strengthen Islam with people of truth. People that are creating problems, Allah, take their strength away. Allah, let the Islam of, let the truthful Islam be established in this country. Pray. You cannot do this. Then you are not doing jihad. So every person has to do jihad. 24 hours of your life, 7 days of the week, throughout your life. There's something you are fighting for. And what is the intention for any of all jihad? Liyakuna kalimatullahi hiya al-uliya. So that the word of Allah will be the uppermost. Today, we have our schools. Arabic is not being taught. Some schools, they are teaching French. Even where the Arabic is being taught, you find out that the teacher that is brought there cannot even speak Arabic himself. There are those who can speak Arabic are there. If you are the one in midst, you can fight. To this, that students can go to school, as they also are taught English, they are also taught Arabic. Even in primary school, you can fight for all these things, so that your child will know the message of Allah more than you. That's why Allah is saying here, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ. We shall test all of you until you know those that are fighting for his cause. If you are fighting within your mind, inside your house, praying, Allah knows. Look at Sheikh Ibrahim Nias. Look at his D1. If you are going to it, look at the several prayers he has said for the Muslim community, for people that love the Prophet. for Allah to grant us succor and victory and knowledge of the Quran. Look at so much of it. Look at his other prayers. Some 10 pages, some 15 pages. Just praying, Allah, Allah, do this for Muslims. They have their enemies. Don't allow them to be harmed. Don't allow anybody to use metal against them. All this. See, this is to show to people, Allah is showing to people that this man, he cared for the community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we also test who are those that are patients. Patience is of not only of one kind. You should have patience to stand in front of war when you have to stand in front of war. The Prophet said, "La tatamannaw lika al adu." First, two, waskurullah kasiran. Don't sit down and say, who are those people? Let me meet these enemies. I will show them. No, don't do that. Find a way to go about it. But if suddenly you are going, you didn't expect your enemy, and it's the enemy of Islam just face you, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stand firm and be mentioning Allah in your mind at that time. You are standing firm in your mind. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater, Allah is greater. You make a salat on the Prophet, remembering the Prophet, how he faced problems. The reciting like Jakum, Allah said, you will overcome them. Prophet said, don't say, I want my enemy to come out, let me come out. No, but if you meet with them suddenly without your expectation, stand firm and fight and remember Allah. Then there is a patience that you are not supposed to do something, no matter how good it looks. Like you see some, maybe the government is doing something bad. You know that today if you talk, everybody will listen, but you can be arrested. Don't say no, I will say it. After that, everybody will hear what I've done. Everybody will know I'm right. Maybe now you're looking for popularity. Don't ever stay without wisdom. The Prophet has never stayed without wisdom. Anything you are going to do, put it on the scale of wisdom. Then do what will please Allah at that moment, not what will please you. Because there are sometimes things you are seeing that it just because it pleases you, that's why you are doing it, not because it is correct. Whatever you say you are, whatever people say you are, that is good, that is monumental, Allah will test you and people will come to know, is it true or is not true?
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله وشاقوا الرسول من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى لن يضروا الله شيئا وسيهبط أعمالهم.
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله وشاقوا الرسول من بعد ما تبين الهدى لن يضر الله شيئا وسيبت أعمالهم. Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us, all of us now. I have told those that believe, the munafiq, they are hearing their own. If the munafiq decide to leave Islam, or those that are outside Islam decide to stay there and fight the Prophet, إن الذين كفروا, Allah said, for sure those that deny the message of the Prophet and deny Allah, wasaddu an sabilillah, and they turn their back on message of Allah and block others from following the message of Allah, washaqur rasula, and they decide to take a section, be in one section and let the Prophet be in another section. These people, they should know this, lan yadurullah shay'a, they will not cause harm to Allah in any manner. Allah said he is certainly going to destroy their work, whatever work they do. Here, there are people who deny Allah. They don't know that they deny Allah. Like today, a lot of population of the world, some claim to be in a particular religion, but they don't even care about that religion. They don't even go to worship. But because they were given birth to in that religion, they claim to be in that religion. They claim to be in that religion.
That's all. They are in the religion by name. Here, these people, they deny Allah. But they don't. They are not after anything. Even they themselves, they don't know that they have denied the message of Allah. They are kafir anyhow. They are those who are ardent deniers of Allah. They don't stay in one place. They are also fighting to make sure that those that believe in Allah don't go forward. Muslims, when they come for prayer, is it Salat Subuhi? They come. After Subuhi, Salaam Alaikum, they are out. Zuhur, they come. Salaam Alaikum. If you see anybody staying there, he's there alone to communicate between himself and God so that he can uplift his spiritual level. But they, you don't see any committee meeting. These people, other religious group outside, what, how do we deal with them? You don't see. But the munafiq always are meeting to see how do they destroy another set people in Islam. But the general Muslim doesn't care about that. Then the kafir, they are also meeting. How do they destroy Muslims? That's always like 1964. There was a meeting in Italy that took a decision that the Christians and the Jews should come together. The Christians should forgive the sin of the Jews, because the Jews are the one, as far as they're concerned, that killed Jesus Christ. They should forgive it and come together. They have a common enemy. Who is the common enemy? This enemy that is not allowing them to take what they want in this world. Who? Muslims. Because Muslims are the only one today that stand for Allah. There is one minister of India that sometimes last year or 2 years ago, I can't remember, he said, they said, why do you people are always fighting Muslims? He said, no, we don't want Muslims to be up to one third in our country. Wherever Muslims are plenty, it's a problem. Somebody was there, what is this man? I said, he's telling the truth. Because Muslims, they believe in the Prophet, they believe in the Quran. Allah said, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Islam came with a religion that said, you are a Hausa man. Yes. Love your Hausa. You are a Fulani man. Yes. Love your Fulani tribe. You are a Ibira man. Yes. Love your Ibira tribe. You are a Yoruba man. Yes. Love your Yoruba tribe. But when it comes to Islam, your tribe will not make it to be better than anybody, except you are more pious than that person. So anybody today that you see anywhere among the Muslim community that is playing tribalism, know that he has no religion. He has denied this verse of Allah. It's because Muslims, anywhere they are, they put tribe aside. They follow the truth. If the truth is with the person from their tribe, fine. If the truth is from the person not from their tribe, fine. They will not follow somebody just because it's in his tribe. No. Because of this, how a person that people, a community that is built on race, like you go to India, it's a racial country. There are a tribe that everybody believes is better than every other tribe in India. And the other tribes, they believe it. If a tribe from a lower class comes to meet a tribe from a bigger class, he will not sit where he sits. They believe it, not because it's more intelligent than him. No, he's from that class, that's all. This Islam says he doesn't accept. Therefore, wherever Islam is, and people that believe in this, is he not a problem for them? He is. Then there is a place where there is capitalism. You are measured by the amount of your wealth. But look at Islam. Be Dangote or be Boa, whatever you are. You come to the mosque, you stand in the same line with the messenger in your office. And if you feel that you can't stand in the same line with him, then already now you have denied some verses of the Quran. He may be a messenger. Maybe he's better than you before God. Do you know? So here, these things are very clear. That's why Islam today is a problem for the whole non-Muslims in the world. So they have come together to fight Islam. You hear, like I said the other day, you hear enemies of Islam You hear even Muslims fighting Muslims. Those fighting Muslims find out they are working for those people. Anywhere. Because they know that if Muslims are together, there is no way they will succeed. But they have been fighting against the Quran. They have not been able to summon the Quran because Allah has said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. That's why Allah is telling us here, Inna allazina kafaru. Those that deny, plain denial, what's the du'an sabilillah? They will go ahead. They will also not only turn away from Islam, they will block others from entering Islam. Washaqqur rasula. They will make sure that if the Prophet is on one side, they are on the other side. There are also Muslims like that. If they want to divide between Muslims, the other side, whatever they are doing that is Islam, they will clear from it, even if it's correct. That's why whenever you see a Muslim, he is what is correct Islamically. Don't say what he's doing now is wrong, just because it's not in your area. Allah said, they are not going to harm Allah in any way, which means they will not harm Islam in any way. They will harm the Prophet in any way. Whatever work they claim they do, Allah said he's going to destroy it and pull it down.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم. Therefore, all you that believe, all of you that say you are Muslims, Allah said, I count you among the believers. Be among the believers. Allah will not normally say, Ya ayyuhal muslimun. You say you Islamized today. Allah said, I count you that you are now among the believers. You are a Muslim, but Allah raised the status to be among the believers. Don't be among those that I will destroy their work. Ati'ullaha. Obey Allah. Wa ati'u rasula. And obey the messenger of Allah. If you obey Allah and you obey the messenger of Allah, then you are free. If not, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Don't go ahead and you yourself destroy your own work. How can you say you are with Allah? You are a Muslim. Allah calls you mu'min. You answer. And then a verse in the Quran, you don't want to work with it. Any verse in the Quran, you have to work with it. Even if it's mansukh, you must believe in it. Before you talk of the mansukh, there are verses that are abrogated. Their work has been abrogated, but it must still be recited. Allah is saying in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِي هَسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي هَرَابِهَا. Who is more unjust than this one that will debar people from mentioning the name of Allah in Allah's house and goes about to try to destroy that house? But you are in the same mosque. Somebody is in zikr. You are stopping him. If they say no, the Prophet did not do it. But what of this verse? No hadith. The whole of hadith, put them together. They are not up to one letter of the Quran. Buhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Nasai, Abi Dawud, Ibn Majah, all of them, put them together. Musnad Ahmad bin Hanbal, Mu'tah Imam Malik, put all together. They are not up to one letter of the Quran. They are not up to. The hadith is there to support the Quran and to clarify what you don't understand the Quran, not to contradict the Quran. You can't contradict the Quran just because of your whims and caprices. So therefore, ati'u Allah, obey Allah, wa ati'u Rasulah, and obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa la tubtilu a'malakum. Don't destroy the work that you have done. As you are working, Allah is putting it down. As you are working, Allah is putting it down. When you say alif, lam, mim, these are three letters. You have 10 reward already. When you say la ilaha illallah, Allah has written your reward for you. Alhamdulillah tamla al-mizan. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah tamla ma bayna samai wal ard. As you are working, Allah is putting the rewards for you, plenty. Don't destroy it.
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله ثم ماتوا وهم كفار فلن يغفر الله لهم.
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله ثم ماتوا وهم كفار فلن يغفر الله لهم. Therefore, this is final and excessive statement. إن الذين كفروا, those that deny Allah and deny the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وصدوا عن سبيل الله, and block the path of Allah for people that are taking the path of Allah. ثم ماتوا وهم كفار, and they continue on that line and they die as deniers. فَلَنْ يَكْفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Allah will not forgive them their sins. Don't be a Muslim and put yourself among the kafir. If you stop a Muslim who has taken to the path of Allah, then you are among these people now. Don't be a Muslim. Somebody wants to do zakah. He said, no, it is not compulsory that you must do zakah. Huh? If you can't encourage the person to do zakah, don't discourage him from doing it. If you can encourage somebody from standing up at night to pray, don't discourage him from doing it. If you can encourage somebody who wants to fast, don't discourage him from doing it. If you can encourage somebody who wants to do zikr, don't discourage him from doing it. If you discourage him from doing it, you are standing on the path of Allah. What's to do and say, Bilillah. Thumma matu hum kufarun. You die and you are still one of those denying. Remember, pa, when you say kufur, it's an Arabic word. It became a standard word for those who are not Muslims. But what people know as kufr in Arabic is to deny. So you have to apply the meaning of the word as a meaning, and its meaning as the Islamic vocabulary. Let's be very careful in seeing somebody being on the path of Allah and stopping him. No, this is not the path of Allah. This is not what Allah meant here. How are you sure? How do you know? Like people that used to go about asking people not to do tariqah. Okay, you ask him not to do tariqah. Every morning he sits down, he makes istighfar 100. He makes salat 100. He makes la ilaha 100. Because he was told by his teacher that when he took tariqah to be doing that morning and evening. You ask him to leave it. When he leave it, what does he do now? You ask him to do another work. If he's not able to do that work, and this one that he's doing, he has left it, who stopped him from remembering Allah morning and evening? You. If you persist like that, you will die not being pleased with Allah, and Allah will not forgive you. Allah is talking of non-Muslims here. Don't be part of non-Muslims, because non-Muslims are always meeting to stop Muslims from progressing. Always, as you're sitting down now, they are meeting. What next to do to the Muslim community? That's why within us, you should not allow people to come in between us and be dividing us. If you ask, why he said you don't, I have been in meetings where people will say, okay, we want to have leader, but he cannot be this. He cannot be a tariqa person. He cannot be somebody who is a student of this sheikh. Why? Why? So let us be very careful. It's not like the world they meet. Before they will allow a Muslim in a position, they will make sure that it's a Muslim that can compromise. That can compromise. A Muslim, but probably that he doesn't care. He mixes with people in his front. Everybody is taking alcohol. When you know when you are with people taking alcohol, you are part of that alcohol. So let us be very careful. وَمَاتُهُمْ كُفَارٌ فَلَا يَكْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ.
فلا تهنوا وتدعوا إلى السلم وأنتم الأعلون والله معكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم.
فلا تهنوا وتدعوا إلى السلم وأنتم الأعلون والله معكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم. Allah said, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell this your people. Palatahinu, don't be weakened. No matter the position you are as a Muslim, don't get weakened. What are the Uila Salmi? Then you start calling, okay, let's come to compromise. Let's compromise. No. Palatahinu, what are the Uila Salmi? You are the one that are up at all the time. Want them alone. Wallahu ma'akum. Don't you know that Allah is with you? Allah is with you. And your work, Allah will never make it to get lost.
In another place, Allah said, Walillahil izzatu, wali rasulihi, walil mu'minin. Strength, might belongs to Allah and belongs to the Prophet and those that believe in the Prophet and are with him. So when you are on the path of Allah, you are going on your own and you are striving the path of Allah, nobody should weaken you. No matter what they say, don't get weakened. Okay. And in most cases, people get weakened because of what they will get of this world. Okay, let me compromise. If we compromise, you know, maybe they will make me a counselor or a commissioner. When I get there now, if I'm strong, I can come back and change this. You find out by the time you go there, you have to do another compromise that will make you more weaker. That's how it will continue to pull you until one day you are hearing that they are where they used to sit down and recite Quran that used to be part of, you are no more part of it. Where they used to sit down and do zikr, you are no more part of it. Where they used to sit down and discuss how zakah should be contributed, you are no more part of it. So all of us, let us do this. Falata hinu, what at oila salmi. Don't be weak and be calling for truth and peace. Wa antum la alauna. You Muslims, you are at the top. Wallahu ma'akum, and Allah is with you. Whoever Allah is with, he is one that has the upper hand. No matter how weak you are, Allah is with you. Don't look at your physical weakness. As you are weak, you are suffering, you are losing a heat, your money is going, you can't eat what you want to eat, you become weak physically. All this, Allah will pay you, and he will not allow any of your effort to go to waste.
إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا يؤتكم أجوركم ولا يسألكم أموالكم.
إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا يؤتكم أجوركم ولا يسألكم أموالكم. Allah is therefore telling you, is it because of this world you will go and start compromising your position? They will make you a DG. They will make you a chairman of God. You will now be able to have a private car, a government car. They will give you a different house. You can have money. No, maybe you go to Hajj. Maybe you go to Umrah. All these are the things that will come to your mind. No, if I get to that position, I will get, you know how much they are going to pay me? I will now take my family to Hajj. You'll be thinking of what you think good you couldn't do before in Islam. Allah knows you couldn't do it. That's why Allah is telling us here, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدِيُوا لَسَلِمُوا أَنْتِمُ لَهُنُونَ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تِرَكُمْ أَمَانَكُمْ. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This world that you see, لَعِبٌ, is play of children that has no passion in it. Play of children. You build this, you pull it down. Build this, you pull it down. Walahun. And it is a play that you are doing for amusement. If you stand firm and you believe in Allah, then you also go ahead and you obey him. When you say, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, this is now has to do with taqwa. Iman is believed from the heart. Taqwa is for you to carry out it out with your body and with your heart and with these three faculties Allah gives you. Allah says, do this, I will do it. Allah says, don't do this, I pluck myself out of it. Allah will give you your reward. The first reward he gives to somebody who has faith is that you have no fear. You have no fear. Really, you have faith in Allah. Wallahu ma'akum, Allah is with me. You have no fear. You are in front of an army. A general is standing. You are called to question. You have no fear of all of them. Watattaku. If you fear Allah and you carry out what he asks you to do and you leave what he asks you not to do, the first reward you get out of it is that you will have no sadness. You will always be happy with yourself. Allah says, I should do this. I have done it. You may not be seen to have money, but inside your mind, you are content. How many are ministers that are there? How many are governors that are there? Every day, until they take some form of injection or take one medicine, they cannot sleep. This sleep. And how many are there that are selling oranges on the street? are selling dates on the street. They go early in the morning, they say their prayer. They continue selling their dates, smiling. Even when you come to sell, they say, this is Jara, they give more to you. In the afternoon, they are doing the same thing. If you ask them, where are you from? Oh, I am from such and such a town, such a fireplace, yes. What did you come here? I said, I came here just to look for money. Chingani. Then what do you do? He said, when I made profit, I sent to my mother. He's looking after my wife for me. You see them with haggard dresses, but when it is evening, they lie in a place. 5 minutes, they are asleep, sound. They don't know there is heat. They don't know there is mosquito. But these ones that are living in air conditioner, with all the places there is no mosquito, they cannot get sleep until they take medicine. And despite that, there are guards guiding everywhere. They are out of fear. Fear, no happiness. But this one, he slept in the open bar. Everybody is passing, he didn't care about it. There is no door. Look at all these people that are selling all these things. Go and watch their life. There is only one room. They go to a place, they beg. All of them will come in the night, they sleep there. Put their cart that they are selling with, put it there. Roll it, tie it. They sleep sound. They don't know of anything. And when you wake up in the morning, you greet them, they are always smiles. Because they are doing what Allah has them to do. So that's why Allah is telling us, innamal hayati dunya, this life that you see, pa, laibun, is just play of children. Children, they take mud, they make this. After some time, they break it down. They take another thing, they do it. They will take an orange, pull it up, scatter it. They will take this, scatter it. What are they doing for? They don't know. Is it to make them, to amuse them? No, that's life. Then lahau is play that you are doing to amuse yourself. You are playing football. When this one does, he has scored this one. You are amusing yourself. Never had any life on lahau. We're in 2 minutes, but if you believe in Allah, watataku, yutikumu ujurakum, He will give you your reward, the immediate reward, the final reward, and the ultimate reward. He's not going to ask you for your wealth. Look at Allah. You have 24 hours. He owns you. Remember, Pa, you are a property of Allah. Anytime you go somewhere, know that you are a property of Allah, Pa. You are a slave of Allah. He owns you. He said, okay, 5 times a day, come, let me advise you. Come and pay your loyalty, come and pay your homage, let me advise you. Then you come. Ya kana abudu. Allah, up to now, but I see you, I'm worshiping. I'm not worshiping anything else. Where ya kana stay in. I don't seek anybody's assistance, it's yours. What I want is not Suratul, guide me to the straight path. Suratul inna amta alayhim. When you go, Allah will tell you what to guide you with, and you go. You have gone. 5 times a day. The whole of the prayer, from the time you make ablution and you pray, how many minutes? How many minutes? If you check, you find out it's not more than 12 minutes. From your ablution to your ikama to your prayer, it's not more than 12 minutes. 12 multiplied by 5, it's not more than 1 hour. In 24 hours, he only took 1 hour from you. He knows you have money. He wants your money. Allah said, Man zalladhi yukridullaha qardan hasanan. Who is it that will loan Allah a beautiful loan? Which means Allah wants your money. But did he say 5 times a day, when you come and give me money? He didn't say so. There's another religion. They insist every month you want to come to worship. Yes, you are coming. Come with your monthly due, which should be about 10% of your salary. And they do it. But Islam is not asking for that. Islam is asking you assist, but there's compulsory zakat that you have to give. If your money has reached a standard, a particular limit, this limit is set in such a way that they know you can take care of your family. Anybody who has in his account such and such an amount by the end of the year that he has not used, then he should give 2.5% of it as zakat. But Allah did not say 5 times that you are coming to him. When you are coming, bring money. He's not asking for your money. He's only asking you to come. Bring your heart. It's your heart Allah wants. When you come to the salah, bring your heart. I want to talk to you. What will you do for you to progress in your exam? For you to get a higher kada with Allah? Come, I will tell you. He asks you to have faith. He asks you to have taqwa. He's not asking for your money.
يسألكمها فيخفكم تبخلوا ويخرج أضغانكم.
ولا يسألكم أموالكم إن يسألكمها فيخفكم تبخلوا ويخرج أضغانكم. Allah is not asking for money. In yas'alukumuha, if he were to be asking you anytime you come to Salah, bring such and such a money down for yukhfikum, you will have been hoarding it and not allowing anybody to know that you have money. Wa yukhrij adganakum tabkhalu, you will have been hiding the money, withholding it, tabkhalu, out of stinginess. In as'alukumuha fa yukhfikum tabkhalu wa yukhrij adganakum, then Allah will have made plain everybody to see what is in your mind that you hate. You hate to spend your money. How many people are rich? They come into the to Salah. They see the person by their side. He's just having a cart. That if you just, okay, take this 10,000, add to your trade, it will increase. They will not do it. But Allah leaves that for you. You and your common sense. Do you want to go up by giving zakah? Fine. That's why you find in this month, a lot of our rich people, may Allah accept their work. They come out and they feed. Everybody, try your best. Allah said, "Man zalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasanan." Allah said, "Who is it that will give him a loan?" Whenever you see the work of Allah is being done, you have money, don't wait. You want people to come and beg you? There are people who want you to come and beg them. "Sir, I'm doing this. Can you help me?" If you have money, he knows. If you don't have money, he knows. Assist. If you assist, in tansurullaha yansurukum wa yuthbit aqdamakum, we just read it. If you assist Allah, Allah will assist you. You assist Allah by wa'anfiku mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi. Spend from what Allah has put you to be in charge of. All the money will be, but it's not for you. It's for Allah. He can put you in charge of it. So, but say, use it in a good cause. What is a good cause? Feed yourself. Feed your family. Clothe yourself. Clothe your family. House yourself. House your family. You are going about, buy what you are going to go about it, and that of your family. Then allow it to spread to your neighbors. Allow it to spread to your community. Allow it to spread to those who are less privileged. If you refuse to allow it to spread, and you continue to build houses, after you have had one house, you are building another house. A house that in a year, you don't even stay in it up to 2 weeks. Look at the amount of money you have spent in it. In the cause of Allah, have you ever spent one tenth of that? So ask when you have money, it's not just for you to continue to be increasing in your passion, increasing your greed. No, spend it. Allah is testing you with it. Yes, al-kumuha for yukhfikum tabkhalu. You will be stingy. Well, kharij adganakum. Then Allah will show to people, look. You said if you have money, you are going to do this. Look, he's now a rich man. He doesn't even have one car. He has two cars. He has three cars. Yet, he sees an al-majlis school close to him. The malam there does not have a single car. He can't even afford to buy a bicycle or a motorcycle and give him. He has three cars in his house. What are you doing with the three cars? Sell one of the car. The malam that are teaching these children, four or five of them, buy their motorcycles and sit down. Allah will give you wealth and he will show that you are stingy. You bring it out. That's why Allah did not ask you anytime you are coming to the mosque, bring money. No. He leaves it to your conscience. Let your conscience tell you what to do. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah strengthen us. May Allah strengthen our resolve. May Allah give us, award us the reward of this Ramadan. All of us, let's try hard, let's pray, let's stand up at night, let's do zikr. It will soon be time for people that are entering itikaf to enter itikaf. Those that can enter itikaf, try your best and enter itikaf. When you enter itikaf, it's not for studying, it's for praying, it's for zikr, it's for contemplation. Let us all try to be on the path of Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's love our Muslim brothers. Let's love our Muslim sisters. Let's try to project what Islam wants. Let's try to obey what we are hearing. May Allah forgive all of us. All our leaders, may Allah guide them aright. Most of them today are far away from what is correct. May Allah guide them aright. They are Muslims. They are brothers. What do you do? They are still your brothers. Pray for them. Don't just go asleep at night. Stand up, pray for your leaders. Pray for your family. Pray for the Muslim community. The problem that you are seeing on the street, that you saw on the street, even if it's one person you saw on the street that is injuring somebody, pray that Allah stop it for him. May Allah uplift Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah destroy his enemies. May Allah destroy the enemies of Muslims. May Allah grant health to those who are sick and are in hospital. May Allah grant health to all of us. May Allah repair our hearts. May Allah make us to be closer to the Prophet. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet. May Allah make us to see the Prophet in this world and the hereafter. May Allah grant us the love of the Quran. May Allah make us to be able to memorize much of the Quran and to follow it and to work with it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make Muslims and bring them together and strengthen their resolve. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assist our country with direction, with prosperity, prosperity that will bring us closer to Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet for us. May he reward the Sahabat. May he make us to leave this world with statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين